Good morning, Karen. Let's talk a little bit about Drew Peterson first, the former attorney who says he knows where Stacey Peterson is. Legally, can he disclose that information?
Well, lawyers cannot disclose that information. And anything that was said to him during that representation was confidential and privileged. And if he discloses, that's a violation of his code. The problem for the world is that he's been disbarred. His license has been suspended. So I guess he feels like he's got nothing to lose. That privilege is very, very strong. And even if your client dies or goes to jail, it survives. So if he does that, he will never get his law license back, because you can imagine that the commission would not be too fond of him for doing that.
I also wanted to ask you about the first war criminal who was convicted and sentenced recently, the Russian soldier sentenced to life in prison, Ukraine's first war crimes trial since the invasion. What do you think is going to happen next, and what does this mean in the long run?
This is unprecedented in that it happened very, very quickly. Usually these war crime prosecutions take years and sometimes decades after the war is actually over. So this happened very quickly. The investigation process has been expedited because of all the media and the social media that are capturing these things. I think we're going to see many, many more prosecutions. And I think the purpose of it is, obviously, you want to bring people to justice, but you want to set a precedent for the other Russian soldiers who say, well, I'm just following orders. And as long as you're following orders, you can't be prosecuted unless you violate a war crimes law. And if it's a civilian, somebody who's unarmed, clearly that is a violation of war crimes. So we're going to see more of those. But we're also, Bob, I predict we're going to see some retaliation by the Russians, and the Russians are going to prosecute the Ukrainians for their war crimes. So we're going to probably see that reciprocity.
Mm-hmm. This week in Los Angeles, a civil suit trial began. Bill Cosby, of course, involved in this. And how can this go forward after so many years, Karen?
Many states, including California, got rid of all the statutes of limitations for criminal and civil wrongs when it came to sexual crimes against minors. And this was a girl who was 16 years old. It goes back way into the 1970s. That happened at Hugh Hefner's mansion. And it opens up the door here. And so what's really interesting about this is Cosby is going to take the Fifth Amendment. He has said that I'm not going to testify because anything I say might incriminate me. And again, because the statute of limitations is open, California could bring more criminal charges against him, which, of course, he wants to avoid.
So what exactly is the thinking from the lawyers, if you can speculate, on not having Cosby present at this trial?
Well, I think they don't want him anywhere near this trial because anything he could possibly say could be used against him. And what happened in Pennsylvania, even though you might say that the result was bad because he got released from prison, he was prosecuted for something that he already settled before. So they're worried that they're going to bring more prosecutions against him. So they're going to just have him sit out. I also think that by keeping him away from the trial, it's going to kind of take away the bad publicity, maybe. The guy's old. You know, the guy doesn't need any more bad publicity. I assume that he's not well. They say he's got glaucoma and he's got problems, health problems. Mm-hmm. So my guess is he's going to sit this one out. And it could also be, Bob, that he's got insurance that covers this.
Finally, closing argument scheduled for Friday in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. I'm confused about something, Karen. What if the jury believes that Johnny Depp was abusive to Amber Heard and Amber Heard also struck Johnny Depp? What if they believe both of those things? Then what happens?
I could see that the jury comes back with a zero verdict for both of them. And I think that's a real possibility, because I think that there's plenty of evidence that both of them were violent toward each other. And again, I said this before and I'll say it again, just because someone doesn't actually strike your body, that doesn't mean that there's not domestic abuse. And throwing bottles against the wall, screaming and yelling horrible things, telling your friends in text that you want to kill your wife, hey, those are all abusive things. And if she said I was abused, she probably was. But again, he probably was too.
Kate Moss, the model, was supposed to take the stand. I guess she dated Johnny Depp for a while, but now she's not going to testify. What's going on there?
I have no idea, but I don't know why this case got to be such a protracted issue of all the bad things that people did in their past. Normally speaking, you focus on the very words that are being said. I mean, I saw Ellen Barkin coming back from, what, how many, 20, 30 years ago, where they had a relationship, testifying about a broken glass on the wall. I don't know what the relevance is. The relevance is, was Johnny Depp violent or abusive to Amber Heard? And I don't understand why we open up the door to all the past relationships, but I have no idea what the strategy is.
Yeah, I don't think anybody does. To be continued on the radio, Karen Conti, Sunday afternoon on WGN between 3 and 5 o'clock, and I have a feeling you're going to be getting a lot of calls and questions about guns as well. Thanks for the time this morning, Karen.
All right, Bob. Take care.